Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, the misconception that we're going to discuss today relates more to the linguistic aspect of the scriptures that we come across. We know that in the Quran, the Quran uses the pronoun we for God, and God himself used the word we for him. And we find a similar usage in Bible also. The Quran is rampant with this usage. And in the Bible, one very clear example is found in Genesis, where the words of the Bible are, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness." So the word us, are repeated here, clearly show that it is primarily God himself who is talked of. And it should not be a cause of misconception when God says we about himself, then some other beings are also implied. For example, there are people who think that angels perhaps are also implied, or perhaps as some supporters of Trinity, they would say that by saying we, the Almighty is implying the other two elements of Trinity. No, sir, this is not the case. As I said, this is a very common example of language in which the word we is often employed not to connote plural entities, but to connote greatness, exaltedness, might, power. All these styles of language exist in our own language as well. At times, for example, a king says that we have decreed this, for example. So the word we is actually, the king is speaking this word we for his own self. And this we does not imply that he's including some of his other associates with him, for example. So this we is actually a use of the royal and regal nature of the king. And when he's saying we, he's actually expressing his royalty. He is expressing his regality. He is expressing his might, power, and exaltedness by calling himself by the pronoun we. So there should not be any cause of misconception in this regard, that when the word we is found in biblical literature or in the Quran, then it connotes some plural entity. It does not at all connote a plural entity. It connotes God himself. The only reason that God calls himself by we is that this style of language expresses regality. It expresses the might and power of the Almighty. And this style has much to do with linguistic constructions and styles. It does not at all connote any plurality or plural entities. And this should be clearly understood. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات